So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to WMTR Radio's Nothing But the Truth with your hosts, Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. Two lawyers, a show about mindset, not about law, though every now and again we talk about law, but we're not going to do that today because, Dave, once again, we have another amazing guest that not only is amazing in her own right, but is changing lives.
Without a doubt, today we're joined by Dr. Allison Snowden, a master theta healing expert and medical intuitive with over 20 years of experience. Dr. Snowden has guided thousands of clients worldwide, helping them reconnect with their highest selves and transform their lives through energy healing. Her journey began with a profound near-death experience, which reshaped her understanding of reality and fueled her passion for healing. As the founder of the Awakening Institute, Dr. Snowden is dedicated to empowering other healers through intuitive training programs. Doctor, it is a pleasure. Thank you for coming on. I really want to start with this near-death experience that really framed and reshaped your understanding of the reality.
Well, yes, we have to start with that because that is like the undercurrent and it's really the basis of how I live my life and also how I heal and how I approach each individual and each student that I work with. So the Cliff Notes version of that is that it was about a month before my 16th birthday, and I was in Cancun, Mexico for vacation. I was assaulted and then somehow was run over by a motor vehicle. They were saying probably at the extent of my injuries, it was probably about 60 miles per hour because my whole left side was smashed. Like my jaw in four different places, my humerus, which is your upper arm, was just in like pieces, most of my ribs, my pelvis in four different places. And then my left leg was a double compound fracture, rupturing the tibial artery. And so then I bled out. And so, getting attacked in a foreign country, I was by myself. So it was that whole event was, you know, the scariest. I don't think I'll ever be as scared as I was in that moment. And then I went out of my body and I saw the whole scene going on, but I didn't really care because I had experienced myself as just pure consciousness. And I was, you know, I had crossed over. And so how I experienced it was that there was just this immense energy of unconditional love and pure knowing. And so I was way above the planet. And so just looking down and just everything was revealed. In this state, you're not talking, it's not a physical space, but there were so many different things that were downloaded. And I could speak about I've spoken about this for about 2 hours because it's so packed. However, what really I came from it was that our bodies, our minds are a reflection of our soul. The true part of ourself is this consciousness. And really, the important thing in life is to love yourself and love others. And also that everything, that the universe is intelligent and love is the only power. And also everything's recorded. So I was up there for, I don't know, people are like, well, how long were you dead for? And I'm like, well, I don't have, you know, official records. It was long enough for them to arrest a person for manslaughter in Mexico. I wasn't dead enough. I woke up in the ambulance and they took me to the hospital where I had to have emergency surgery. So I was in and out of a wheelchair for about 2.5 years, had over 10 major reconstructive surgeries. My bones wouldn't heal because they were so broken. And then after that whole thing, I was told by my Western orthopedists who were like, look, you went through a ton of trauma. You'll probably be in pain the rest of your life. And that literally then just sent me on a quest to understand, I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive. And how can I heal if the experts in the field are like, yeah, don't even think give yourself that hope because like it's not going to happen. So then I just went on a quest. No one cares about your health and well-being more than you. And so I just went on this quest to find people and modalities that actually worked because I was just in chronic pain. I had major anxiety for like obvious reasons and PTSD. And I was like, I refuse to accept that I have to live this way the rest of my life. And so I went to like studied healing arts, massage, cranial sacral, energy healing. Then I got my undergrad in psych and then my master's and my PhD in Chinese medicine and really focusing on integrative medicine. And I also got more training in functional medicine and also in emotional healing, working with the subconscious mind. And then that led me, I did that for about 10 years and worked with chronic pain patients and, you know, digestive, autoimmune. And then of course, like I got to a point in my own healing, I felt like I went backwards and then I was introduced to theta healing. And then that modality has completely shifted my reality on how I approach humans, the mind, the body. And like, we're having deep healing on people, like creating miracles, you know, through this healing. And it's just great. I love talking about it. So Bob, I'm happy to be here. There's a lot of information. Yeah.
I saw Bob, my law partner over here, moving around a little bit when you were talking about that accident. And it made me think of, I know your mother went through a very similar experience.
It's extraordinary. Other than my mother wasn't in an assaultive situation. She was hit by a drunk driver. When she was 18, when she was walking on the street, she was thrown about 60 feet into the air. I mean, when you were telling this story, I'm getting goosebumps.
I knew it too, because I could feel the energy coming from Bob when you were telling the story.
She was brought to the hospital. They flew two surgeons in from Virginia to try to save her. She died, was pronounced dead, given her last rites, was brought to the morgue. A doctor, an intern that was studying rigor mortis, saw life signs. The doctors from Virginia had just arrived. They did surgery, saved her. She took her 2 years to learn how to walk. You know, back in the day, I think that really the only distinction I'm hearing, I'm listening to everything you're saying. They told her life of pain, no children, pelvis broke, every bone broken, scar. She had a scar on her face that I would see her as a kid every day because it was a deep blue scar with makeup and, you know, taking care of it, a bladder that was busted her entire life. I mean, she dealt with so much. And when she passed, or just before she passed, ironically, when the doctors took a look at her pelvis in an x-ray, they were like, when did she have this injury? Because it looks really old. And my wife told the doctors, my wife worked for the doctors, when she was 18. And they're like, well, when did she have her kids? And they were like, in her 30s. And they're like, there's no way that somebody with that pelvis could have kids. Well, she did. She had two. So that meant a lot. She also had the out-of-body experience. She saw herself go to the scene. She saw herself laying on the ground, as you were describing it. She was having the ascendancy feeling and was more peaceful and comfortable and comforted. And she got halfway and she couldn't go anymore. And a voice said, go back. It's not your time. And she cried and said, no, I want to keep going. And then she woke up. So, wow.
It is. And you know, what's so interesting is, I mean, I was so young. I was 15. I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. Wasn't really exposed to a lot of different spirituality, but I always had like a deep faith. I love, for anybody who's an atheist, I always love listening to atheists who've had NDEs. They're just like completely transformed. But I always had that. But yeah, I came back with just like all of this, it's like when we're in a human body, we're like all little sparks of God. And we have this like amnesia, and it's part of like the human programming. And it's like we have this amnesia of who we are, what we are. And you know, some people, you know, like just everything, when you're on the other side, everything, you just see things from a different vantage point. And all of the illusions, distractions disappear, and it's like, you know, very focused. And there, and the love that was up there, like I feel like a lot of people on this planet have the wrong concept of love. Many people haven't even been shown love or compassion. And sometimes people have like abusive forms of love, but I always say, like, think about the person you've loved the most, and maybe that's an animal, because that sometimes is that for a person. But I was like, times that by like 500 trillion, billion, billion, that's like what you feel. Like, it's indescribable. And so on, like, I felt like I was basking in the sunlight of love. I was like recharging my soul. And I had thought I had, you know, a lot of people ask, oh, did you choose to come back? Well, I was like, yeah, there's always a choice. But like, my deeper soul was like, wanted to have this experience and then wanted to go back down. And I re-remembered that when I was in that space. And as I was like, decided, once you decide to go back, it's like, it's faster than light. You're just like, you know, in your body. But as I was going down, God, the divine, whatever, you know, name you put that to, that all-encompassing power, was like, oh, bring this energy down to earth. And I was like, what? Like, and I could in it, like, I was in the hospital. I had a lot of time to just like chill, cause I couldn't walk or couldn't move. And I was like, what does that mean? Bring this to earth. Well, first I had to apply it to myself. And, you know, like I was 2.5 years of major reconstructive surgeries and surgeries that were failing because I had so much broken bones. My body couldn't heal fast enough. So it was extremely painful. And then, but I just started to apply that energy, and I'm like, you know, anything's possible with, you know, like it's a crazy miracle. I didn't have any brain damage or, you know, organ damage. It was just all broken bones. And I was like, hey, if I can survive this, then I can have a complete healing. And so I just anchored that in. And I really do think, you know, I come from a family of MDs and nurses, and I love all doctors and healers. Like, I feel like healers have just a continuous heart. However, with that said, I have a bone to pick with a lot of MDs, because they don't understand how being an authority figure and them saying, this is how you're going to be, like, really someone could internalize that as, this is my faith. And if you know anything about the research around beliefs, the power of belief is insanely powerful. And if you believe something with all your like heart, you're going to look for that, and you're going to be action oriented to prove that belief. Our brain wants to see our beliefs confirmed. Mm-hmm. So if you tell someone they're going to be in pain the rest of their life, unless there's someone like me who had an NDE and was like, that's complete bullshit. Like, they would take that on and internalize that. So what I've seen is a lot of my patients, when I was doing acupuncture and pain management and mind body medicine, is I would see people that are like, there's no hope for me, da da da. And like, my story is kind of very extreme. And I'm like, if I can do it, you can do it. There's nothing special about me, but like, it takes persistence. Like, I just didn't, you know, imagine myself healthy. Like, I had to work at it for years.
Right.
And what?
No. I want to hear more, but we do have to take a quick break. So, like, being on the other end of that near-death experience, we will take that break, but we'll be right back.
At the Bianchi Law Group, our team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys specialize in criminal defense and domestic violence cases. When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.
All right, well, welcome back. Doc, I had to interrupt you in this riveting story of transformation. You were just saying something, again, so similar to my mother. Refused to accept what everyone was telling her limitations were. And that's something that I'm not going to say my mother lived a life without PTSD, because she did. And there weren't psychologists around to talk about it. In fact, she never really told this whole out-of-body experience, this death experience, because she said, if I did back in the day, they would have had me in a mental institution. They would have thought I was crazy. But one thing I got from her was this deep spirituality, this deep level of tenaciousness, and her always saying to me, even though she was nervous, Dave, my father said she changed psychologically. She went from a more free-spirited person to a much more serious person. One could understand this. Sure. But she always would say to me, and I'm curious if you have the same feeling, I think you do, Doc, she would say, you know, let me explain something to you. There's no courage in the absence of fear. There's no courage in the absence of fear. And it took, my mother was an empathic person. Her near-death experience was something where she planted seeds with me growing up. It took years and years later to water for me to really understand, because I looked at her as kind of weak when I was a child. Like, she was uncomfortable in certain situations, but she always fought through it. And I remember as I got older saying, that was the, there's no courage in the absence of fear. And now I look at her as one of the strongest people, if not the strongest person I ever met. Any of that resonate with you?
Oh yeah, 100%. Because, you know, trauma and violence and assault to your body, you know, and even if it's an accident or whatever, that's still a shock to the body. There is a before and after. You know, there's before the trauma and after, how you sleep, your reaction, like it vibrates through all cells. And I think that's why I'm so good at my job, because I'm like, right now I'm happy functioning. I never thought I could actually be over PTSD or like actually not be overwhelmed or not have anxiety, but like through Theta Healing and deep, deep commitment to that, like, I feel like I have mastered that. And also being on the other side of it, I see things that most doctors don't see because they haven't had the journey through. Mm-hmm. So for example, like I can see the emotional correspondent or the trauma on an energetic level, why someone is stuck or why someone is afraid. And then I can see a way through it. Why? Because I think I had to have, and I had someone who interviewed me on a podcast, they were like, have you ever asked why? Like, why did it have to be so traumatic, dramatic? And I was like, no, like I never asked why. I always, maybe it's like my Midwest upbringing, like use what you got and like move through it. But I guess at a deeper level, I felt like, well, if you're going to really deeply heal like other people, like experience is one of the best teachers. And like the little nuances that trauma survivors have to go through, the pain and actually like the ignorant culture, because like the judgments from others who had never even been through an ounce of trauma. I would like look at some people that would judge me. The people who always judge trauma survivors are the ones who probably have like been unscathed by life. And it was funny because my parents are very healthy. And it was funny. My mother, this is awful for a mother to watch her daughter go through. But I think her first surgery was like when she was in her 50s. And I was helping her at the hospital, and she like bawled because she just got a taste of like the amount of pain, fear. And that was the planned knee replacement. And she was just like, I can't believe you went through this. And I was like, yeah, like, and that's like a planned surgery. So like, I think when I work with trauma survivors or anyone who's gone through that, like I can validate like the insane struggle and the insane amount of, you know, inner fortitude just to live. I can remember a time in my early 20s where I could hardly get out of the door. So I think some people, if they're ignorant or young, they would be like, oh, that person's not, you know, strong. But it's like, once you've lived through that and then coming out the other side, I'm like, really starting a business, like no big deal. Doing graduate work, no big deal. Like crossing the street after I had almost been like, you know, I was killed and come back, and then healing just that emotional trauma is one of the, I call it ninja training. So I think part of the purpose I went through it was so I could get a very intimate landscape and where people get stuck, and I would get stuck certain places and then I would figure out why. And so I'm just very fascinating. I love the body, the brain, and understanding. And I think I'm a pretty brave person, but there had been times where like certain things would trigger me. And I'm like, okay, on one hand, like I have this spiritual knowledge that I'm not this body, I'm not this fear, but like I'm trapped in my own nervous system. So I feel like the extreme amount of my experience gave me an intimate study of the landscape of the brain blocks and also how to quickly heal people. And I refused, I think, with what, like your mom, and I can feel her energy, like when you started talking about her, the thing that when you have an NDE, like that is the most extreme form of spiritual awakening. You know, there's people doing ayahuasca, you know, having meditation awakenings, but the research is pretty solid. People who, which is like 3 to 5% of the population, which is actually pretty large, actually, if you consider it, like when you cross that, you like change as a in such a profound way, and such a solid way, like compared to anyone else. And of course, with any gift or with any type of experience, there's always like there's the plus sides and then there's the shadow sides of, you know, having special gifts, like being intuitive, like I can see through people's bodies, I can pretty much read people's minds. It kind of freaks some of my patients out. They're like, you're in my mind. And I'm like, it's okay. Like, I'm not judging you. So it's really just, I've used that experience in love and presence, because I really think we're getting too heady about people and healing, and we're trying to find the next gadget, the next, you know, miracle drug. But no, science or the mainstream science in the America have not studied the power and technology of human consciousness and using our brain and our heart and soul to heal in safe and loving environments. I mean, you could make an argument that like, who's going to make a ton of money for like helping people to help themselves, because you can't patent, you know, the soul technology. This is just, so it's really cool because it's been 25 years since I had my NDE. So it's been, I've been living more with my NDE and like trauma than I only lived 15 years before that. And I've seen a profound shift. I know some people think that the world has gotten worse, but for me, my perspective is a lot of times the world, like the shadows, the truth has to come out. The truth is healing, and sometimes it needs to come out. Sometimes things need to get worse before they get better. And like, I really do feel like we're on a wave of awakening, you know, our hearts, our souls, and also just humanity. And more people are now not looking at me like I have three eyes, not that I cared about it, you know, not that I really cared about people's opinion of me, but I really do think, we have really limited ourselves on our ability to heal each other through relationships, and then also our ability to heal just because we decide to heal.
You know, we are almost coming to an end, but yeah. I want you to hit on that love concept and the importance of love. You mentioned it in your out-of-body experience about how intense the love was that you felt. This is something that I'm focusing on myself. You know, I journal every single morning and evening, and I have the outcome goal of relationships and the process goal that I write: one of one, one of ones, 10 of 10. And the one of one starts here. And the love that I know I need to feel for myself, the one of ones is like that family outside that involve my wife and my children and my friends and my family. So I want to hit on that because it struck a chord with me when you talked about that intense feeling of love and the out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
And how important love is in this conversation.
Yeah, and I think we need to recontextualize love, because love is the creative force. Like, even though like violence and hatred, like we see the destruction of it. However, everything that's ever been created, and that's a healthy child, a healthy self-love or self-healing is, and I'm getting like the chills talking about it, is from a deep sense of love and creation. And so I feel like in America, like we talk about love, we talk about romantic love, but really love is a state, it's a vibration, it's a state of being. It is not being, it's loving oneself and also equally loving another. And everyone has a different journey on self-love or loving another, because it depends on their programming as a child, but then also their traumas and their experiences. And I really do think, like, we're destigmatizing wounding in the human experience, because our medical system has pathological, made something wrong because you have emotions. So it's created a medical system, but like, we're having a human experience, and sorrow, grief, depression, there's deeper root causes around that. And, but going back to love, it's like first loving yourself and coming from that energy. And really, love is just being present with that energy. And it's not egoic. It's not like, oh, well, if you do this, then that. I mean, you can be in a state of love and someone can be yelling at you. I'm sure, like, you guys are lawyers. I mean, God bless you guys. Like, I thought about becoming a lawyer. And like, I was, because one of my teachers in college was like, you are just such analysts and da da da. I was like, okay. I followed a lawyer. I had like nightmares like the whole night. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I just can't, like, my nervous system. So I went into like healing. But like, you can be in a state of love and saying the truth and someone be angry at you, and you can still stay centered in it and have compassion, you know? And I think, though, a lot of times people get activated through fear and the ego, and that's all based on survival fears. And those are valid, and we're all human. We have that. However, we need to integrate that and transcend. And that's where a spiritual practice and a growth-oriented, like, practice comes in.
Wow, this is unbelievable, Doctor. We never ask this. We rarely do, but we're just going to ask you to stay for one more segment. We'd love to have you on a second time. All right, awesome. Well, you're listening to
I always like love talking about this, and yes, I'm on divine orders to talk about it as much as I can.
Amazing. All right. You're listening to WMTR Radio. It's Nothing But the Truth. Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno. We're going to be back with a second episode. But Dave, unfortunately, that ends the first episode. But people can come back next week. We'll be on the radio at 9:30 this Saturday. Dave, where can they find us on the podcast?
Look, this episode and all of our others, nothingbutthetruthpodcast.com. We're on the radio on Saturday mornings at 9:30. But the podcast and the video series gets dropped on Wednesdays following on that page. So guys, if you want more from the doctor and all of our other guest, that's where you find it, nothingbutthetruthpodcast.com.
And second episode, we definitely, Dave, have to get into what the actual practice is to heal.
The nitty gritty, the demystifying this, because it really is very practical, it's very straightforward, and like making the mystical very normal, and also that we get to all experience this within ourselves.
All right, so everybody listen, exercise, eat well for the week. Don't stress out too much, because you've got to see next week's episode. Thanks for watching.
Yes, I got it. Yes. Okay. Bye.
We're the Bianchi Law Group, a team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys.
But here's the thing. He put himself in a box when he said my
relied on
dead.
By CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Law and Crime, and news leaders across the country for our criminal defense expertise.
In a search warrant, you have to have probable cause that a crime's been committed and there's evidence in a particular place.
When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.